Have you ever been labeled a Jesus freak? I actually remember in high school someone calling me a holy roller. I guess because I really tried to make good choices and align my life to the truth of God's word. Even then, Jesus said in Luke 9:23, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and let him take up his cross every day and follow me." People who do this are not the norm. For anyone who follows Jesus and walks in obedience to the truth, they stand out a bit. Narrow is the way, right? The world is going one way because the last thing the world will do is deny themselves of anything, while Christ followers are taking up their cross. Dying to self is not a popular trend, yet it's what Jesus calls us to. And as such, we look quite different because we are no longer of this world. Our lives are not defined by the culture or the cares and pursuits of this world. We are citizens of heaven, called to live a life in Christ. The term Jesus freak has been used as an insult to Christians over the years. The band DC Talk decided to turn that around when they released their hit song, Jesus Freak, in 1996. Concert t-shirts simply had the word freak on the front with the definition ardent enthusiast underneath. I love that. We get enthusiastic over a lot of things, but would we call ourselves an ardent enthusiast about Jesus? Are we on fire? Do we meditate on the word of God and allow it to renew our mind daily so we can live it out like a freak? John the Baptist did. He wore camel hair and ate bugs, all while doing exactly what he was created to do, pave the way for Jesus. Now, I'm not saying go wear camel hair and eat bugs, but does the truth of how the amazing grace of Jesus washed away your sins and made you new get you fired up? It should. God forgive us for our complacency, laziness, and lukewarm hearts. I want to live this life sold out for something bigger than myself. It's no longer about me and what I think I need to do or be to find happiness. It's Christ who lives in me, His way, His plan for my life. And if I'm labeled a Jesus freak, then I must be doing something right. One of the biggest Jesus freaks I know is my brother Stephen. When that record came out, he was first in line to get the t-shirt. He was and always will be a Jesus freak. He knows where his help comes from. Today, he wears those shirts every time he walks into a doctor's office or treatment center to fight the cancer that has taken up residence in his body. Why? He wants people to know he doesn't live his life or fight this fight he's in alone. He has hope that the world doesn't understand, and as a result, he fights his battles like a freak. Knowing Jesus changes everything. It should change the way you live your life. It should change the way you give, love, and serve. It should change how you spend your time, your money, and how you treat your friends, employees, how you love your spouse, and how you raise your kids. It should also change the way you pray. Knowing Jesus gives us access to the Holy of Holies, and that, my friend, makes all the difference in how a Jesus freak prays. Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. My brother and all of us around him are fighting boldly on our knees in prayer. We fight like a freak because the tomb is empty and we have access to the resurrection power of the one who walked out of it. Jesus sits at the right hand of God. He holds it all in his hands. And we have peace even in our time of need because of his grace and mercy. That's the truth. I pray you know Jesus. I can't imagine living this life without him. Knowing Jesus changes everything for me. And I don't really care if you label me a Jesus freak because there ain't no denying the truth. I'm Lori Klein.